This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. As events kick off for the Tokyo Olympics, the head of the World Health Organization says that the venue should not be judged by the tally of COVID-19 cases that arise because zero risk is impossible. The WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus tells the International Olympic Committee what matters more is how infections are handled. He wants Tokyo's success to be judged by how cases are identified, isolated, traced, and cared for as quickly as possible and onward transmission is interrupted. The number of games linked COVID-19 cases in Japan this month is now more than 79. More international athletes have tested positive at home and cannot travel. Prior to the event, Japan's Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said the world needs to see that Japan can stage a safe Olympics. And the United States, as coronavirus cases rise, the health officials are looking squarely at the Delta variant and urging people to act fast. We get more details from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The variant is surging, with CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky estimating it's now responsible for 83% of American COVID-19 cases.
In some parts of the country, the percentage is even higher.
Walensky says the vast majority of those with new cases are unvaccinated. In Miami, infectious disease expert Lillian Abbo says they're getting very sick. Very fast.
We were not seeing this in any of the other waves of the pandemic.
The advice here in Washington remains the same, from the nation's top Democrat.
Get vaccinated.
To Congress's top Republican.
These shots need to get in everybody's arm as rapidly as possible.
Mitch McConnell says the alternative is a return to the pain of last fall.